Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show on Freedom 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network. The number here is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Somebody had asked me a question last week. It challenged me about a thought of a conflict in interest or a conflict in policy with the United States and considering many nations, states across the globe, and whether or not they ought to be playing with nuclear weapons or things like that. The issue with Iran is what drove that conversation, and I said that based on the question, I need to do more homework on it to find out who had developed their nuclear weapons by themselves without any aid of any other countries, and who's basically gotten a hold of nuclear weapons without the aid of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Well, I haven't had an opportunity to do that homework. Somebody may be listening thinking, oh, he's going to bring it up. Well, I can't. Sorry. I did other homework that kind of coincided with other homework that I was obligated to. So it all's going to work out. It is alls. I used to say alls a lot. It's not really a word. We can make it a word, though. I guess with 51% of the population using it, we can make it a public policy or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I don't want to be too much of a smart guy. Check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. Of course, you can link to some faithfreedoms.net. I do have to tell folks that there were several recent shows that we put up on faithfreedoms.net, and there's a lot of people who have been tuning into them. Quite impressed at the level of interest in them. One is Chris Seipel, Institute for Global Engagement. He's a guy in the, Council on Foreign Relations. We had him on the 28th of September. That was very interesting. Had an interview with Dr. Orly Tates, one of the lawyers who is dealing with some of the birth certificate issue cases. And some people were offended that I had her on the show, and that's great. That's part of what this whole process is, to bring things up that don't make people feel comfortable. We're not going to tickle itching ears. What we're going to try to do is cause ears to itch a little bit. And that had a lot of response. A lot of people tuned into the Ralph Carmichael interview. They're very interesting stuff. I just got a report. Somebody thinks, I've just seen comments, them thinking he was the best arranger of all time kind of thing. I thought, well, that was interesting because I don't know all the work he's done. When I did a search today, I was looking for a photo. I was going to send out a CD to him and some of his family members about the interview. And I saw that he had done the arranging for music for the most recent Academy Awards in 2009. Whoa, how's that? Guy's 82 years old, man, is still cranking it out there, you know, just doing a great job. So we were able to have him on the show last week, and that was posted. But my favorite show of the last couple of weeks was the one I did on October 9th, Friday, October 9th, where our Wednesday guest, Brian Moore, had brought up this point. He said that a lot of his Christian upbringing as a child is what inspired him to take on the socialist views, and then he said that Jesus was a socialist. So I addressed that on Friday, and it was a lot of fun. I think I certainly could have gotten into it much deeper. And if I ever have a chance to maybe just teach a class on that, was Jesus a socialist? I would love to do that, but it would be a series. I don't think I could get it all out in 1 hour, 2 hours or something like that, because it's going to drive some discussion. But that was on Friday. So if you go to faithfreedoms.net, you can get a hold of that and share it with your friends. I highly recommend it. It's gotten some good reviews so far. Today, I'm going to be bringing some things up that are important in the Florida news. There's going to be some things that whether or not it's just a Florida statute that's coming up, it doesn't really necessarily mean it only matters to Floridians. Some of the bills that are coming up matter to folks no matter where they are in the country, and some things are global. They got global bills coming up here in the Florida statutes. So I want to talk about that and see what you think on that. My number here is 888-850-1872. Before I go to that stuff, though, I am very interested in this story. It said the UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown announces a $28 billion asset sale. You ever go to a military auction or a police auction or something? I'm telling you, you get some great stuff that would not normally be available to you at a bargain price. I bought at least a half dozen automobiles through auctions. And I've bought campers, and it's great. You get a great deal. Things that you would not otherwise be able to afford. Let's see what this says. This is today's story, by the way. I found this last night when I was searching at what today's news would be as it was starting in Australia, New Zealand, and working its way this way. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has announced a £16 billion, that's equivalent to $28 billion today, sale of state assets, including a rail link between London and the Channel Tunnel to cut soaring debt caused by economic crisis. So if you'd like to become a railroad mogul, you can do it in England. Mr. Brown, facing a likely election defeat next year by David Cameron's opposition, Conservatives, wants to have Britain's deficit in 4 years, cut in half the Britain's deficit in 4 years after it ballooned amid a deep recession. Well, stimulus, you're going to have that. So what are we going to do? It just made me think about what's going to happen here in America when you do this extreme so many trillion dollars of loans and spending. You're borrowing money and you're spending. You're borrowing made-up money and you're spending. But what you're doing is you're committing to being in debt. So what are you going to do when your commitment to be in debt is just so just huge compared to what it already is? In other words, knowing you going into it, you can't pay for it. The only thing you're hoping for, it's kind of weird, is you're going to have to be taxing people so that inflation doesn't run amok. And then you think, well, if we tax them, we'll have money to spend to pay for it. But then the problem is the price of everything starts going up. It's really crazy. It's just going to be a mess. So what is the United States going to do? Are they going to sell things? I don't have a problem with the government selling things to private people and having those people running businesses. That's great. I don't have a problem with that. There are some things right now that government is giving away the ability to sell government material to some private businesses, and I don't agree with that. That would be what you would call privatization, where somebody, a private person or entity, a company, a group, interest, a private interest, is doing that which is a government job. That is not the right thing. That's just something to think about. The planned disposals in England also include a 33% stake in European Uranium Consortium, Urenco, the student loan company, and Tote Bookmakers. It's almost like England's farther ahead of this scheme that we've got going here. There's a bill before Congress, can't think of the number off the top of my head, but what it is it's a plan to take over student loans completely, where that government will be running a new business. It's called student loans. That there won't be private student loans, it'll be government student loans. Or, you know what, I guess private banks can give student loans, but they won't be federally backed, will they? They won't be federally protected. Somebody's actually going to have some kind of collateral or something. But as far as getting money to students cheap to get them through education, there's a bill right now that's proposing that banks are taken out of the loan business in this area. That's kind of interesting. See, it's a progression from fascism to socialism, and you know, those are just ism terms, so many don't necessarily know what they mean, and we don't want to just use them as bad words, but that's just the progress of things. That's just the way it is. So I'm going to quote from Mr. Brown. He's a prime minister of the United Kingdom. "We plan a sale of assets to deal with our debt issues, and £16 billion of assets will be sold within the next 2 years. I wonder if they'll get £16 billion for it. We have listed a number of assets that we are determined over the next period of time to put into the marketplace. I wonder what we could sell. What America, the U.S. federal government, can sell to... I bet they are selling things right now, and it's probably kind of insidious. Things I can think of right now that I probably don't want to mention without doing a little bit more study. That includes the student loan book. Oh, they're going to sell the student loan book, the channel. In other words, we're going to sell maybe a list of debts. They're students that own debts. And then somebody can buy that and capitalize on it, I guess. The channel tunnel rail link that includes Urenco. That's uranium. That's a uranium business. Subject to security issues being addressed, I guess it would be. And that also includes the tote and other facilities and property and a property portfolio. Britain's debt increased after an expensive bailout of the troubled banking sector. You know what? I thought that was only here. See, is it possible that there's some global thing going on? This is spread around the globe. It's not just us. There's a global banking business that went bust, and what's really crazy about it, the guys who are running the banks that made that happen, allowed that to happen, let's say, those guys had to have known what was going to happen, because I knew what was going to happen, and I'm not a banker or an economist or clairvoyant, okay? It's just that when I see my next-door neighbor's house going for twice as much as it is worth, it's being sold for prices twice as much as it's worth, and the people that would be in the market for that house don't have that kind of money to pay the debt, and that was just running rampant, something occurred to me like, hey, something is going to bust. These people can't pay the loans. What's with all the money? You know, I mean, we're having this crazy inflation. I don't see inflation going on. I see the cost of houses going up, but I don't see inflation going on in general. What's up? Something's going on. And it was easy to forecast. Britain's debt increased after an expensive bailout. By the way, our number here is 888-850-1872. Of the troubled banking sector, the public deficit is widely forecast to strike $175 billion this year. That's cheap. As the nation's finances also face pressure from a recession, which has slashed taxation revenues. That's right. They call it a recession. And there is a D word called depression. And really, a depression happens when there's an extreme recession. I think we're in the D zone. Do a search on gold and silver and over the last 5 years. Actually, do it over the last 50 years and watch what's happened in the last 5 years to gold and silver and other commodities. It's gone nuts, just totally nuts. Those are one of the indicators of depression rather than recession. Watch also when the banks were about ready to just go bust, gold, for some reason, and silver took a plunge. Suddenly, gold and silver were extremely available compared to the way they were just a couple of months before. Bottom dollar prices for gold and silver at just a perfect time for people to transfer their assets. I thought that was pretty weird. It was an unnatural shift down in the cost of gold and silver. Seemed to me like, wow, what a deal for those who were mismanaging banking assets and wanted to shift their assets. Boy, what an opportunity. I thought, what an opportunity. What a coincidence, huh? Mr. Brown's speech represented an attempt to seize back the political initiative on issue from the conservatives, who are well ahead in opinion polls with a general election due by June. Is that going to happen in America, I wonder? Do the people in America, are they even considering changing the staff? I don't know. Do you think America is even paying attention to what's going on around them? Even if they were paying a little bit of attention to the in-flight entertainment while this plane is in a nosedive, would they really know what to think to know who to put into office based on substance? Is there anybody out there who is able to run, who knows the function and purpose of government and is able to make it operate according to law and reality? I don't know. It's a good question. We'll see what comes up these next couple of elections. Keep tuning in. Tune in also to faithfreedoms.org. Give us a call, 888-850-1872. We're going to be back.